I unlocked the door, though Dottie was already grabbing the handle to get inside. If y'all knew anything about a camper door, they don't have the most sturdy handles and probably could be plucked open with a good tug, even when they were locked.
Maybelline, it ain't you in there.
She shook one of them old metal fingernail files at me.
What?
I wasn't able to follow along.
What is wrong? It's 3 in the morning.
There's someone in the storage unit,
she heaved, out of breath.
And it ain't no critter,
she answered my next thought before I could formulate it and get it out.
I heard the doors going up. I'm telling you, someone is breaking in again. Where's Hank? Maybelline?
I'm thinking. My mind was jumbled. I had been shuffling my boyfriend and current sheriff around campers, since he'd had to haul his out of the campground to get some work done on it. Happy Trails Campground wasn't just for people who owned campers for vacation. I also had permanent campers where people lived. He's in the can-ham with the orange stripes. I grabbed the old boots I kept by the door and hopped down the camper van a step on one foot while managing to slip the other foot in the boot. Go get Hank! I looked back at Dottie and grabbed the oar lying up against the picnic table located underneath the pulled-out awning. With my hands tight around the oar, I darted off into the darkness. It would have been awesome to say that I let the light of the moon and stars guide me to the front of the campground where the storage units were located, but that'd be what we called a little white lie. The adrenaline pumping through my veins was what had my feet moving up the gravel road as fast as a June bug. My eyes were laser-focused on the small metal building that had very few storage units, which were mainly taken up by the folks who rented a camper lot year-round.
I'll be darned if I let you rummage through my things again.
If anyone knew me, I was not real good at containing my anger when it came to being, well, screwed over. I generally didn't like to use such language, but I could feel it. I could feel the anger. I could feel the devil bubbling up in me and about to explode, and a giant-sized hissy fit was about to be unleashed on whoever it was in my storage unit again.